So we've got Javier from, well, they're both from Raglan, but originally from Mexico, and Rodrigo from Brazil. And we've talked with, actually I've interviewed both of you guys before, but we're just going to have a chat about world music, I guess, because this is you're our resident experts on world music.
I don't know if about experts, yeah. But we play that.
Maybe passionate about it?
Passionate about it.
That's passionated amateurs?
Passionated amateurs. That's interesting. And you both have artists as well?
Well, yes, I guess. I am, you know. A bit of a photographer like Rodrigo, and also yeah. Painter, and yeah, basically. Mm. Graphic designer, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not all of that, but I'm photographer.
And teachers as well.
Yeah, I lecture at Waikato University.
Are you still working at
No, I teach for many, many decades at Wintec, you know.
Yeah.
And now I'm retired, so I do the odd kind of lecture, but not anymore.
Okay, just a special one-off.
Yes.
Yeah. So why world music, guys?
Because we live in the world. I guess. No, I don't know. I've always been passionate about world music, interested, and I like the difference, you know, the all the different genres and how they mix. But I have to say I have a bend into the Latino music, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's from home? Does that where it originates, your interest?
Yeah. From, you know, especially Mexican song that has got, Mexican music that has got so many variations and genres and it just never finished, you know. And, of course, you know, listening to that, you know, it's a lot of a Cuban influence in there. And if you go to Cuba, then you have to go to Africa, you know. And always like the Brazilian music. I've been listening to that from the 70s, you know. So, yeah, it's, you know.
So growing up in Mexico, the like here in growing up in New Zealand, it was like the music was pop music, basically.
Yes, but I think I was fortunate to, my father loved music, and he had a really wonderful big stereo, you know, people has to come home to listen to it, you know, it was right. Really good. And he loved jazz, you know. And also Mexican music and a bit of classical as well, you know. So I think I have my first kind of a musical education with my father, you know.
What about you, Rodrigo? What were you listening to growing up?
Well, similar to Javier, I had my first music lesson or education with my father too, thankfully. So he used to play, he still plays, a lot of bossa nova at home, you know, classics like Toquinho and Vinicius and Tom Jobim, Elis Regina. So those are the classics of like popular music in Brazil, you know, bossa nova icons. And he used to play that a lot at home. Also some more regional stuff as well from where I'm from, the south of Brazil. And not a lot of jazz like Javier, but I remember seeing one. I remember being really struck by the David Brubeck album, Time Out. It was a beautiful cover. It still is.
Take five.
Yeah. It was a painting. And my dad had the vinyl at home and used to play it every now and then. It was not the go-to kind of record, but I remember being struck by that. And then later, many years later, I picked up on the jazz as well and went deep into it.
You know, Dave Brubeck, now that you mentioned that album, my father used to fly, you know, he did one of the first commercial flights from Mexico City to Spain. Long story, but in one of the flights, he met Dave Brubeck.
Oh, wow.
He was on the plane. Yeah. You know? And then we listened to Dave Brubeck when he played. He could play a couple of times in Mexico City, in Bellas Artes. So my father took me and my brother, who was also into, who is still also big into music and had a radio show in Mexico too. And so we went to see Dave Brubeck back in the, maybe late 60s, you know, the time of that album you're mentioning.
Yeah.
That's such a difference. My father liked country music and easy listening music, and so I looked elsewhere. It's a completely different experience. I still have a good relationship with my father, but not a musical one at all. So the world music, is that just also a bit of a catch-all kind of a phrase? Like it could be anything that's not Western charting music, basically?
Well, I have a theory about that, you know. And, you know, world music, we always have world music and we have a different... But when you go to a record shop, you know, it's some kind of genres in there, you know? And you go, if you go to a Mexican one, you have their the ranchero music, and then you will have another area with jazz, with rock and roll, with metal, etc., you know? And the point in which they started to put in the record shop world music, I think, was after that fabulous collaboration between Stefan Grappelli and the sitar player Ravi Shankar. They did the first album that we know of a real mix of genres, if you like, you know. Grappelli being a classical violinist and Shankar being a classical Indian sitar. And I think from that point in time, a lot of this started to become popular and being listened to.
So there's a kind of a degree of sort of more experimental music, perhaps, with world music, or I don't know.
I've heard Neil Finn say that he can't listen to pop music because he's too busy analysing it. The only stuff he can listen to enjoy these days is world music. Yeah, right. Something different to what he does.
Well, he's supposed to... I can't.
Fusions.
I don't listen to pop music, really. I don't. If I do, it's by accident because you go into a shop and they're still playing it, or in a restaurant or whatever. But I just, I simply avoid it, you know. And sometimes it's embarrassing when they talk something about I don't know, Lord or someone, and I really don't know. I never heard that. And it's.
But it's such a wide world of music now, anyway. Like even in the Western sense of world or just music, there's such a wide range now, and so and I think with the internet people can listen to anything that they want. Has the internet also enabled you guys, because imagine being in New Zealand 40 years ago and relying on maybe Real Groovy Records in Auckland might be a source of music that could might have only been it.
It was another good record shop in Wellington, though I can't remember the name of it, but it was similar to Real Groovy, where we used to get albums. And I also was lucky to have been in Raglan. I get to, you know, my neighbor was Sid Lindbergh, you know, Freddie's father, you know. Yeah. And in the other side was Mitch, you know, Mitch Marson.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, you know, so I get into blues, you know. I already knew some blues, you know, but they were really deep into blues. And Sid into country music, you know. And Ray Cooder, for example, was one of his idols and so on. So I actually, I was really filled with new music to me anyway, you know. So,
so you can turn your head a little bit and look at me.
So in those days, I listened to a lot of that kind of music. It was relatively new to me, you know?
Yeah.
And Little Feet and all that kind of rock and roll bluesy thing, you know?
Yeah. Rodrigo, where are you finding your music?
All sorts of sources, but mainly when I'm doing the show here, it's mainly Spotify now. Well, the radio station account.
No, I mean, like, where are you finding new music for you to listen to? Not where do you play it off? Like,
again, all sorts of sources. Sometimes you're looking through, say, Facebook, and then there's an article about a musician there from some sort of magazine or from NPR in the States, you know, then you pick that up. NPR has a Latino channel as well, NPR Latino, and there's often articles on the new kind of up-and-coming Latino artists or some other things, or they bring back something from the past. Or also Instagram, I follow a couple of guys that also have radio shows across the world, or they're record collectors. There's a guy, a Brazilian guy, that lives in Europe, and he collects records and rarities from Brazil, actually. And every now and then he'll post, you know, something he found, a record he bought and found somewhere from a Brazilian artist that I barely knew about it from 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then you go and look it up, and then perhaps you find something on Spotify or Apple podcast, and then you basically found some gold, musical gold.
I think it's good for people to know too that when you're doing a show, that's how that's the effort that's gone into to bring the music. Like, you're not going to find, like, on a radio show can still bring you stuff that you won't find any other way, I think.
And listening to Javier's show, Ben's show as well,
yeah,
across 110th. So and sort of talking. And Javier, what are you going to say?
Yeah, and I think, but for the music, I'm really surprised about the. I'm with Apple Music, not Spotify, you know. And every week they come with some new stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's, well, because of the logarithms or whatever, you know. But I'm really surprised they come with some music that, what's that, you know? So I always put in a files, you know, of something that I find interesting. Then I can follow that, you know. So it's I think I find in the internet a really amazing source of new material, apart from what I will be listening, you know, as Rodrigo mentioned, you know.
Is there a danger that there's too much music? You get overwhelmed by it? Listen for 10 seconds.
Well, as everything else, like with images and everything, videos, and you have to filter that down, you know, as you go through it, I suppose. Mm. Otherwise, you're going to get overwhelmed.
I think every human being has to learn those skills now if we're attached to the internet to filter.
Yeah.
And I think that for me, one of the beautiful things about doing the show is being here with these wonderful big speakers, you know, that I can put the big volume into it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And nobody's going to, and I just have to listen, you know, it's nothing else to do, you know, which in at home you always have listening and you have something else to do, but in here is just the pure joy of listening to music.
So it wouldn't matter if nobody was listening on the radio or on the podcast.
That's one of my frustrations sometimes. Well, not frustrations. I'm used to that now, you know. But you don't know if anyone is listening, you know. Like you are here on your own, you know, and you hope that someone over there in the ethos, you know, yeah, is listening. But you never really know. But every now and then I have a surprise. Like the other day I see a friend with this young 4-year-old kid, you know, and telling me, oh, he loves your music. He was dancing the other day to your songs, you know.
Okay.
So, okay, yes, so someone is listening.
Yeah.
That's and every one person who talks to you represents it in a much larger group that you haven't bumped into. But Rodrigo, speaking of kids, your daughter Clara is co-DJ for your co-host for your shows now?
She did a few times. Oh, yeah.
Has she got bored with it already? Or?
No, she's not bored. We just got to a point that was getting a little late and I don't know.
Oh, you've thought you should be a father and like... Be responsible.
Yeah. No, she came quite a few times, and I think she, you know, she got quite into it, like announcing and things like that. It's great for the kids, though, because generally speaking, because it helps, you know, boosting their confidence up, and you know, and talking on any mic, it's always kind of like nerve wracking a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, so. And listening to music, so she would stay here drawing and listen to music while and then announcing. I'll go, oh, hey, 10 seconds up, you go. And then she'll come and announce the show and things like that.
Does she like your music?
She does, yeah. It's not her favorite, she said. Yeah, she likes some of it.
What's her favorite?
You know, she probably likes more pop music now these days. But I don't mind pop music in general, you know. I don't listen to a lot, but I mean, some stuff's horrible, really. But there's some, you know, there's some things out there that it's worth listening to.
Well, I mean, some of the music's produced by a marketing team rather than
exactly. Know, yeah,
that's its first priority. So yeah. So your guys' show is 6 o'clock on Sunday night.
Correct.
Yeah.
Replayed. Hold on, when are we replaying it?
Well, you should know the replay.
I think it was
Wednesday.
No, it's Tuesday now. It's Tuesday at 4:30. There we go.
See? Oh, 4:30 now.
Okay, 4:30. Cool.
Tuesday at 4:30. Yeah, I had to rejig because we keep getting new DJs. Like, the schedule's kind of
4:30 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good because on Tuesday afternoon, we have a Ben before that, no? The 110th.
He's from 1:30 till 3.
Right.
So Ben is kind of in the same realms of you guys, and I think you guys feed off each other a little bit, even though Ben's in...
Yeah.
Where is he right now? India, I think.
He's
overseas.
India at the moment, you know. Yes.
Yeah. And
Jazz Mataz show. That's Thursdays at 10:30.
Oh, Thursdays.
Yeah. 10:30, yeah. But he's a bit more old school jazz than you guys, I think.
Yeah,
although
yeah.
Sometimes
I
heard
enjoy
him,
his show.
I've heard him play Iron Maiden even, so you never
Iron
quite,
Maiden.
Yeah, wow. Which is not jazz at all.
Run to the Hills or something.
Yeah. So that's something else entirely. So who's on this Sunday? Which of you guys? Because folks, Rodrigo and Javier take turnabout each Sunday. So
that's right. I'm up this Sunday.
You're up this Sunday. Have you got your show planned?
No, not yet.
You have some idea of what you're doing?
Yeah, I had an idea. I had this idea a few weeks ago about Latin American hip hop.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe I'll put a show about that this Sunday.
You know, there's an interesting thing, and we haven't got time for this discussion, but popular music has been dominated by English-speaking countries like England and the US for most of my lifetime. I know there's a lot of South American stuff like, is it Despacito? That's one of the names I'm thinking of. Like hugely, like billions of views on YouTube now. So that's coming out. But I was thinking there must be way more music in the world that doesn't feed into what's the dominant worldwide music. And I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And where's the new stuff happening?
There's new stuff every time, everywhere. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, yes.
We just don't have the English. Yeah.
English has been a huge influence, not only in music, in everywhere. You know, they're kind of the dominating language for lots of things. You know, just look at the internet, you know. But that doesn't stop stuff in Spanish or in Swahili or in any language, you know, that is still new, fresh, and popping, you know. But I have to confess, for example, some of my first lessons about English, you know, was the Sgt. Pepper's album, because then I could read all the lyrics, you know, listening, but read the lyrics, and I had to find out what was the meaning of that marmalade sky and stuff like that, which was really totally crazy.
That's a real challenge for someone learning a language. Like, does that mean, because it doesn't actually mean anything mostly, it's just in that song and in that context.
Well, it depends what you smoke.
Oh, yeah, I get that was the issue at the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine was with Bob Marley, Redemption Song, actually. We had it at school at the English course paper.
Smart teacher.
We had a Redemption Song.
Yeah.
In this school, I have the Sounds of Silence, the Paul Simon. You know?
Yeah.
And I remember the teacher talking about the way Jamaicans used to say, you know, the pirates that rob I... You know, and things like that. It was a bit not Jamaican. You know, in the lyrics was quite different. Like the pirates that rob me or rob I.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and things like that. Vividly, and we had this room there. We put a mic on, and you follow the lyrics.
Headphones.
Your headphones.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Hey, look, we are over time, so thank you for the chat. And guys are here after this. We're actually going to record a trailer for their show. So, a little bit of...
It was a good warm-up.
A change to some jingles. Yeah, your voice is good now.
Yes, yep. We're getting there.
We got some music. We were going to play a song, but it's too late. Maybe we'll play it after the ad break. We'll play it now, and we'll just let the ads play later. Just get our priorities right.
Music first, ads later.
This is a South African jazz trombone player called Jonas Wanwa. And the song is called Hamba Ngeja, which is quite difficult to pronounce in Swahili, but here you are.
This is a Mexican guy pronouncing in Swahili in New Zealand. No one will know how it's supposed to be. All right, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have we got the music? There we go.
We'll be right back.